Narrative, or story, is universal to every culture on Earth. It is woven into the fabric of who we are as human beings. We remember, we contemplate, and we tell our stories. God determined to reveal himself through a narrative format. Story is the best method that can cross all cultural lines, because every people group possesses and understands stories. Opinions vary over what are the main components of a story. For purposes, I will suggest that every story has four basic and universal components: the setting slash plot, the conflict, the climax, and the resolution. Just as each culture has a narrative, so each person has a worldview, how they express and perceive the story of the world. It is their conscious and unconscious presuppositions about the basic elements of existence: origin, meaning, morality, and destiny. We can understand a person's worldview as we understand the parts of the grand narrative to which they ascribe. The first main question has to do with the origin of all things. How did everything get started? The second and third main questions of meaning and morality have to do with purpose, and what is right and wrong in the world and the problem that must be resolved. Is there a solution? And how can things be made right again? The fourth main question of destiny is about the resolution or conclusion. How will the story end? What does the final scene look like when everything has been corrected and concluded? The answers to these questions will reveal one's worldview. There is a sense, as you compare the components of a story with the basic components of a worldview, that you can see a parallel. The answer to the question of origin corresponds to the setting and plot of a story. The answer to questions of meaning and morality corresponds with the conflict and the climax of a story. And finally, the question of destiny corresponds to the story's resolution. You can see how intertwined story and worldview are in the very being of a person. The biblical narrative of God's big story answers these basic life questions: where humans came from, which is origin, why humans exist, which is meaning, how humans determine right and wrong, which is morality, and what happens after humans die, which is destiny. Every worldview or life philosophy seeks to answer these questions, but only a biblical worldview can answer them convincingly when you follow them all to their logical conclusions. Therefore, let's consider this great story of God and discover where we fit in. Before we can set our lives in the context of the gospel, we must first establish the context. To make it easy, I have divided God's great meta-narrative into four sections that correspond with the basic components of a story and the basic framework of a worldview. So, the following story is a summarized version of the great narrative of life. It serves as the foundational background for all of life. From this foundation, we are able to construct a biblically informed worldview and consider our own lives in the proper context. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel. 2 Timothy 2:8.